Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
One of Montana's best-known and well-respected authors has died. Ivan Doig passed away at his home in Seattle from multiple myeloma today at the age of 75. Doig was born in White Sulphur Springs in 1939, and his books were set in Montana. In a 2013 interview with MTPR's Cherie Newman, Doig talked about how his childhood experiences shaped his novel, The Bartender's Tale.
Why did you hang around in bars when you were a kid?
Well, I was accompanying my father as he hired hay hands in the hiring halls of the time, which were the 9 bars of White Sulphur Springs, Montana. And he was raising me by himself. He was a widower, as is Tom Harry here in The Bartender's Tale. And so those memories of the guys in the bars buying me Orange Crush Pop and giving me, I suppose, a nickel in those days, Cherie, to play the jukebox, that stuck with me and became sort of the fever of imagination, I suppose, behind this book.
Missoula writer and literature professor Lois Welch was a close friend of Doig's. She says writing about boyhood is one of the things he did best.
He was wonderful at conveying what it was like to be a kid, confused and enthusiastic about the world. And I just felt that he was most engaging when he did that.
Welch said she admired Doig both as a writer and a friend.
You know, the quintessential Ivan Doig was really the guy who would sit out on the patio with us and what we called the usual suspects, Bill Kittredge and Onyx Smith and Dean McNamer and other writers, sit up late on the patio talking in the summer evening. And then the next morning, before the sun was quite up, he would sneak down the stairs to go to the archives at the library to do research. That was Ivan for you.
Doig earned bachelor's and master's degrees in journalism from Northwestern University and a PhD in history from the University of Washington. He wrote 16 books, including the so-called McCaskill Trilogy, 3 novels about a fictional Montana family covering the first 100 years of state history. His 1979 memoir, This House of Sky, was a finalist for the National Book Award. Doig won the Wallace Stegner Award in 2007. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.